share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Disclaimer. This article contains elements of sexual assault that some readers may find distressing. Reader discretion is advised. It was recently revealed that Ayn Husniza and her father will countersue her former physical education teacher, as well as sue the principal and the education minister. However, it seems that some people have not learned. Ayn's father, Saiful Nizam, recently shared on Twitter that one of Ayn's former classmates has written and published several stories regarding sexual fantasies involving Ayn and other classmates on Tumblr. His post reads, "These kids who are now teenagers are easily influenced by their surroundings if their identity is not strong enough. Whatever is around, they quickly use as an example, whether consciously or not, whether good or bad." He then shared a screenshot of one of the posts that the boy has shared on Tumblr. The screenshot of the sexual fantasy included a picture of Ayn, as well as comments in regards to Ayn's body, and a very explicit account of how the perpetrator would sexually assault her and impregnate her. Saiful then reminded teachers and adults of the impact they can have on children. "This is the importance of the influence of an adult who can set a good example to those who are younger," he said. Ayn's other classmates were also written about in that way. In his post, Saiful also mentioned that there were other similar cases involving Ayn's former classmates. Everyone should read it, think about it, and imagine if your child was doing things like this to other children. It's not just Ayn who was written about, her female friends were also impacted. Saiful proceeded to share two screenshots of Tumblr posts by the perpetrator who had again written a detailed sexual fantasy involving another former classmate and a student of the same school. The sexual fantasy post involves the perpetrator stating that he would make the girl his personal sex slave, and how aside from assaulting her, he would charge RM50 to anyone who wanted to do whatever they wanted to the girl. In another post, the perpetrator again mentioned how badly he wanted to sexually assault the girl and impregnate her. Saiful has lodged a police report over the posts. Saiful said that on the advice of a lawyer, he would be filing a police report against the perpetrator for further action. He also mentioned that the perpetrator has been identified and has confessed to his actions. His parents have also been informed. However, he will proceed with the police report. No arrest has yet been made, but the case is being investigated under Section 509 of the Penal Code and Section 233 of the Communications and Multimedia Act 233, he added. "May it be a lesson for us and others as well. This is what Ayn and I continue to fight for. Children at school are being threatened by their own friends, schoolmates, and classmates. What kind of education are we instilling into our children and students? We need to fix all this from now on," he concluded. Also read: Malaysian sexually harassed by trolley attendant in KL Mall although husband and child there. Source: Saiful Nizam, Twitter source. Saiful Nizam, Twitter source. Saiful Nizam, Twitter source. Benner News. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.